Moving on, Muslim groups in Malaysia have boycotted American products. The Association of Muslim Restaurant Operators have taken Coca-Cola off their menus. The association says it's confident this will send a strong message to the United States companies to pressure their government to withdraw support for Israel. On that, Mahir Ramakrishnan reports.
Some 2,600 restaurants in Malaysia under the Association of Muslim Restaurant Operators have stopped selling Coca-Cola in a move to boycott American products. The boycott appeal is also endorsed by the Malaysian Islamic Consumers Association and spearheaded by the Muslim Consumers Association. Besides Coca-Cola, the Muslim organizations have also identified 100 other products. American products are targeted due to the U.S. government's open support to Israel, which continues to bomb Gaza, killing more than 800 Palestinians so far. Thousands of Palestinians are also injured by Israeli air and ground military offensives. Israel claims that the attacks are carried out to stop rocket fire from Gaza. These attacks, which most experts call disproportionate, have sparked strong condemnation across the world.
At the moment, the people in Palestine and perhaps in some other places as well are being bullied unnecessarily. And we feel, you know, this is, it cannot be done otherwise. At the moment, we are trying to use the consumer's force to send a signal, a clear signal to these people who commit crimes to think again.
Former Prime Minister Dr. Mahathir Mohamad has also called for Malaysians to resign from working in popular US joints like Starbucks and McDonald's. Predominantly Muslim Malaysia has always supported the Palestinian cause. The country also has no diplomatic ties with Israel. Malaysians have been protesting over the last week against the Israeli incursion despite threats of arrests by the police for illegal assembly. Besides street protests, Muslim groups believe that the consumer boycott will exert pressure on U.S. companies.
Well, the response that we have received is fantastic. The other time, the last time the boycott was done, one factory in southern Thailand with a sale of 150 million a year closed down.
Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has shown no signs of backing down from the aggression on the Gaza Strip. Muslim groups and human rights organizations are planning to hold more demonstrations against Israel and the United States next week. The Malaysian government, on the other hand, will be passing a new bill in Parliament in the next few days condemning the Israeli incursion on Gaza. Maheshwari Ramakrishnan, Press TV, Kuala Lumpur.